Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. This year's about ready to wrap up, and we're going to talk today about the importance of knowing who Jesus is and seeking after him. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." On Christmas cards, it's all picture perfect, isn't it? There's a star illuminating the manger, three wise men bowing down before the baby Jesus with their camels parked outside. And of course, at the bottom of the card are the hallmark words, "Wise men still seek him today." But let's see what Scripture says about these three wise men, these three visitors. First of all, we don't even know there were three. We just know that three gifts were brought. So what or who are the Magi, the wise men? Well, these men were actually magicians or astrologers known for their wisdom. They probably came from Persia. If that's the case, they had knowledge of Scripture that could be traced back to the time of Daniel. And you can look at Daniel chapter 5:11 to see how Daniel allowed the people of Persia to learn about God. Secondly, how many Magi traveled to see Jesus? Well, I've already mentioned this, but we don't know for sure. Based on the number of gifts that were presented to Jesus, many conclude there were three. Some traditions even have names for these men, but their names or numbers are not given in Scripture. What star did they see? That's the third question. What star did they see? Well, the star that guided them could have been a supernova or a conjunction of planets. One writer says that it was a supernatural reality similar to the Shekinah glory in the Old Testament that led the Israelites in the day of Moses. All we know for sure is that the star was a true miracle of God. So while there are things we don't know about the wise men, here are some things we know for certain. These men made a great sacrifice to see Jesus. They traveled a great distance to see Jesus, and they brought their best for him. They sought Jesus and didn't stop until they found him. They worshiped him. That is a heart of the Magi story. That's the center of the wise men story. And that should be the heart of our Christmas and our new year as well. Seeking Jesus, making sacrifices to worship Jesus, and following him as our Lord and Savior. Father, your word says that we will find you if we seek you with all our heart. May we, like the Magi, truly seek after you. May we truly worship Jesus, our Savior and Lord. In his name we pray. Amen. Hey, parents, I got to tell you something. We have this book. You can get it in our bookstore. In the first chapter of the book, it's called Living Grounded, there are instructions for a life map. And a life map is an amazing thing where you look at all the aspects of your life, all the areas of your life, and all the time periods of your life, and you look at the high times, the low times, influencers in your life, and then the hand of God. If you've not completed a life map with your high school or college age student or your grandchildren, man, this would be the time to do it over Christmas break. And we'd love for you to do that. If you need any help with that, let us know. And you can share your insights with us at prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.